The end of Dalaran Bays, we finished off. Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that the Isser Chametz begins at Sha'ashish, the sixth hour of Erev Pesach? And the Gemara presented there are two psukim which seem to contradict each other. One pasuk said, Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yimotzi B'Vatechem, that the entire 7-day period is going to be Asr because of Chametz. But then it says, Ach B'Yom Arishon, another pasuk says, Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbisu, which Rashi said only means the daytime. When the day, the first day starts, that's when the Isser exists. But seems to imply the night of the first it doesn't exist in Isser Chametz. Sounds like a contradiction whether the night of the first night of Pesach has an Isser Chametz. So the Gemara answered, no, it's a case of Beyom Rishon comes to include Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is where there's an Isser Chametz that exists already. And the Gemara then went on to say, well, maybe really it comes to tell us to include even the night of the 15th Tabir. Maybe from the Pesukim of Bayom HaShvi and Yom HaRishon, all those come to say there's only an Isser Chametz during the daytime. But maybe at nighttime there's no Isser Chametz, and that's what Bayom HaRishon comes to include the night. So the Gemara says there was never such a Havamina. Once there's an Isser Chametz during the entire Shivas Yom HaPesach, even the nighttime was included. No one ever had a Havamina to think that nighttime was not Aser B'Chametz in the first place. How does the Gemara know that? So that's where we start now on Hayman Aleph. The Iskish Hashvasas Seor, the Hekish of getting rid of the Seor, is connected to L'Achilas Chametz, to the eating of the Chametz, V'Achilas Chametz, L'Achilas Matzah. And there's a second Hekish connecting the eating the Matzah to the eating eating Chametz to the eating of Matzah. So we have two Hekeshim connecting 3 points, Hashvasas Chametz, Achilas Chametz, and Achilas Matzah. So what are the Pesukim that prove these two Hekeshes? So Hashvasas Seor, L'Achilas Chametz, how do we know removing the Chametz is connected to when the Isser Achilas Chametz exists? The pasuk says, "Dechsev shivas yomim nesor lo yimotzi b'batechem ki chol ochel machmetzes v'nichrosa." So we see that connection of don't find any chametz in your possession is connected to the removal of Pesach of chametz, and then further, v'achilas chametz, the iser of eating chametz is connected to la'achilas matzah. That's learned from a second pasuk, "Dechsev kol machmetzes lo sochelu b'chamashosechem, don't eat the chametz." Then it says, "Tochlu matzos," connecting la'achilas matzah to the iser of chametz. And regarding to matzah, yet a third pasuk tells us be'erev tochlu matzos, at the evening one should eat matzah. So we see now working backwards, once is a chiyuv to eat matzah at the nighttime, and matzah is connected to the iser chametz, so chametz exists at nighttime also, and chametz is connected to hashvasas chametz, the removal of chametz, so the removal of chametz also exists at nighttime. So you see, there's never such a half minute to think that the nighttime was not included in the iser chametz. So that's the Gemara trying to figure out, and the Gemara says ve'ema l'rabos leil yudala l'bir. So maybe the pasuk going back to Bayom HaRishon comes to include that Bir Chametz, the Isser Chametz, should take place the night of the 14th. Go even back further. The Gemara says no, because Bayom Ksiv, it says the daytime. In the daytime, not nighttime. So the Isser Chametz exists the daytime of Erev Pesach. So Gemara says maybe Ve'ema Mitzafra. So once it's Bayom HaRishon, maybe even from the morning, right after Alos, right after Nates, let's say, that's when the Isser Chametz should kick in. It says no, Ach Chelek. The word Ach comes to divide. Comes to divide it. And Rashi gives two pshat, and what does it mean, ach chelek? How does the word ach come to distinguish? So Rashi says, ach chelek means achen v'raken mi'utin. Those words, we know all of Rashas, means to limit something. Ach to limit. So not the entire day, the Isser Chametz and Erev Pesach, only part of the day. Alma miktas hayom mutter, u'miktasu aser. U'miyata, once you're coming to divide it, yesh lanu l'chali chetzio l'isser v'chetzio l'heter. It makes sense to divide it halfway through at chatzos. That's the Isser Erev Pesach kicks in after Chatzos, before Chatzos is Mutter. Then he goes on to bring a second pshat, not really Rashi style so much, he doesn't always quote Gematrias, but V'ikad Amar Achu Chet B'Gematria. You're using a special type of Gematria to Achas Bata Gif Dechet, which I think is every 7 letters switches with the next 7 letters or so. You figure out how it all works. The word Ach turned out to be Chet. Chet means to split in half. V'Tofes Ches Tachas Aleph V'Tzadi V'Makam Chaf. You come out with the word Chet, and you split it in half, and that's how you get Chatzos. That's when the Isser Chametz exists. Now the Gemara goes on to bring a few other proofs, other raya's sources, perhaps, as to how do you know Isser Chametz exists on Erev Pesach. So that was the first source brought. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Matzinu Yudalit Shenikra Rishon. No, the word, the pasuk by Yom HaRishon, the word Rishon means Shenemar B'Rishon Barbasa Yom L'Chodesh. Sometimes the 14th is actually referred to as the first of the Yom Tov. So Yudal Shenikra Rishon Shenemar B'Rishon Bar Ba'asar Yom L'Chodesh. We refer to that, he quotes a pasuk, that the 14th is called the first day. Now that's probably part of a larger picture of how Erev Pesach is really the beginning. The Hachanas of Karban Pesach is really the beginning, the first day of Pesach. But once we see Yud Dalet in general can be referred to as Bayom Rishon, so here too also Bayom Rishon, the Isser Chametz means it exists on the 14th.
But here it doesn't explain why Chatzos, right? Why 6 hours?
Exactly right. That's not explained exactly. Right. According to this, you have to figure. Still, maybe use the word Ach. Maybe right. Still in the Ach. Right. Now, a third source as to how do we know Bayom Rishon refers to Erev Pesach writes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Rishon Dimeikara Mashma. The word Rishon doesn't mean the first. Rishon means before. Before. So when it says Bayom Rishon, it really means before Pesach starts. That's when the Erev Pesach exists. How does he know this? How does he know Rishon Meikara Mashma? So the Amar Kra Harishon Adam Tivaled. The pasuk in Iyov, where one of the Iyov's friend is saying, "Were you born before Adam? Did you exist before Adam?" Rashi explains, "Harishon Adam Tivaled, Hakodim La Adam Harishon Noladis." Were you Iyov? Were you born before Adam? Certainly not. So there, the word Rishon means Kodim. So once you establish the word Rishon means Kodim, beforehand. So Elamiata, that's the case. Ulekachtem lachem bayom rishon. The pasuk says, "Take the lulav, take the dal minim, the first day." Does that mean erev Sukkis? You should take the dal minim. Hachanami, you should say rishon demi karmashba. You're going to tell me to take the dal minim before Sukkis? That doesn't make much sense. So shiny halsam. But the case of Sukkis, it's different. Dechsev usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. In that very same pasuk where it says bayom rishon ulekachtem bayom rishon, it also concludes saying usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. You should rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. So the Gemara makes a gzeir shava of some sort. Ma shvi shvi lechag. Af rishon rishon lechag. Just like the seventh day is certainly talking about Sukkis itself, so to the beginning of the pasuk of bayom rishon also refers to the first day of Sukkis. The Gemara says, okay, once you establish that, Hachanami, in regards to Pesach, it's Ksiv Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Shivas Yomim Tochlu. So it connects it to the 7 days of Pesach. So just like the 7 days is talking about Pesach itself, also Bayom Rishon should be talking about Pesach itself. So there's no Raya at this point that Rishon means before Mi Kar Mashma. So Gemara says, Imkei Nichtov Kra Rishon. Ha Rishon Lamali. The word Rishon would have sufficed. Why Harishon? Why the extra hey? Shmamin al chedamrin. Must be the extra hey is coming to include Harishon is an extra word, teaches an extra chiddush. The Chazal said it must be teaching us before Pesach. That's what Harishon means. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Halsam nami in regards to Sukkis, the Alaminim, it also says Harishon lamali. It doesn't make sense. Harishon, then you have to have consistency. Harishon in regards to the Alaminim certainly does not mean Erev Sukkis. So Harishon is not such a raya. The Su, furthermore, Hosam Dechsiv Bayom Rishon Shabbason of Yom Shmini Shabbason, also over there by Sukkis, this is the second pasuk by Sukkis. Up until now, we've been talking about Dal Minim. Now we're talking about the Yom Tov of Sukkis itself. The third place it says Harishon. So by Sukkis, it says a third time, Bayom Rishon Shabbason, Bayom Shmini Shabbason. Eimer Rishon Dimi Kar Mashma? Are you going to tell me that Bayom Rishon in regard to the Yom Tov of Sukkis refers to Erev Sukkis? That doesn't make much sense. The Gemara says, no, in regards to that third place, shiny Hasim over there, it's different by the Yontif of Sukkis, Damar Kro'u Bayom HaShmini Shabbosom. Again, the same Hekesh of the eighth day to Shmini Atzeres, Ma Shmini Shmini Dechag, Af Rishon Rishon Dechag. Just like the eighth day is certainly talking about a Yontif, so too the first day of Sukkis is referring to a Yontif. So then, HaRishon Lamli, so why did it say HaRishon, an extra He in regards to Sukkis? So, Lamali, Lemu'ute Chol Shemoed, to exclude the days of Chol HaMoed. So one might think that the first day is Yontif, the eighth day is Yontif, maybe everything in between Chol HaMoed should also be considered a Yontif. HaRishon means the first day to the exclusion of any other day afterwards, and then again the eighth day will be Asr Yontif again. I know this is a little confusing, all the psukim back and forth, but we'll get through. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Chol HaMoed, Merishon Ushmini Nafka. You don't need the hay. Once the Torah tells me day one is the Yontif and day eight is the Yontif, Mele everything is. So the hey, there's no need for an extra hey, Harishon. So it must be, Itzrich Sakadaita Chamina, you need the hey still, because you would have thought otherwise. Hold the Chasa Rachman Ubayom Hashmini. So it says Ubayom, the Vav, and the eighth day. Vav Moses Al Indian Rishon. May the Vav, the eighth day, is coming to add on. And the eighth day is the Asr B'Yontif, implying beforehand was also Asr B'Mlacha. So Dafilu B'Chol Shemoid, even Chol Moid should be Asr in Mlacha. Kamashman, the extra hay says no, only the first day, only the eighth day is Asr, nothing else. Don't take into account the Vav, which seems to imply adding on to Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, it's much easier. V'lo lichto rachmana lo Vav, v'lo hay. Don't write the Vav, don't write the hay. The only reason why he needed the hay is because it wrote the Vav. It said Vav, the, and by Yom HaShvi, and the 8th day seems to imply to add on to the Chol Moed. The hay says, no, don't add on. So don't have Vav, don't have a hay, you get rid of all the problems. But still, furthermore, yet a third question, still going on this whole limud of Rishon means Meikara, it seems very problematic, because Hasam dechsib by Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Rishon the Meikara Mashma, quotes yet another passage in regards to Sukkot, which is clearly talking about Yontif itself as Asav Mlacha. It's no way, it's impossible to think that Rishon refers to the Erev Sukkot, so that shot is completely thrown out the door. I think we totaled three questions on that shot. So once we establish this, we've pointed out several places, once in regards to Pesach, two times in regards to Sukkot, one is Lulav, one is Sukkot itself. So what do you need the three Rishons for? So Gemara says, Elahani Shlosha Rishon mi Baile. So what's the need for these three Rishons and these three different Sukkim? So Gemara says, mi Baile lichedetani debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has a reason for these. The Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel b'schar Shlosha Rishon, in the zechus of these three firsts, these first days, again, Pesach and two on Sukkot, Zachu l'shlosha rishon l'hach v'zaro sh'isev. We're zocha to three other rishons. One is l'hach v'zaro sh'rishon. One is to get rid of the Esav's descendants. The second thing is l'vinu beis hamikdash. And the third thing is l'shmel sh'mashiach. So where do we find that those three things correspond to, are referred to as rishons? So first we have that l'hach v'zaro sh'isev, to get rid of these descendants of Esav, d'chsev v'yotza harishon admoni kulu kader seyar. Esav came out first. He was referred to as Rishon. So one Rishon corresponds to the Rishon of Esav. The second thing is Levinyan Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash Dichsev Kisei Chavod Marom Mirushon Mokum Mikdashenu. So we see the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as Rishon as well. And the third place is Lishmo Shel Mashiach. The name of Mashiach Dichsev Rishon Letzion Hinei Hinam. So that's the third place. So the Marasha writes that, how do you line these up? What links to which ones? Which Rishon of, is it Sukkot or is it Pesach? Which ones correspond to which of these three things? He says that Pesach was a time where we were redeemed from the Shibud of Mitzrayim. So that corresponds to being redeemed from the Shibud of Esav. Then he says when it comes to Sukkot, Sukkot we refer to as Sukkot David HaNofelos, the Anani HaKavod, the protection. That Sukkot David HaNofelos refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Those two correspond with each other. And then finally, the Dalet Minim, he says, corresponds to Shmo Shemashiach. So he says as follows, because the Dalet Minim is the Smach Mufnei Hashem, supposed to rejoice in front of Hashem. So too, the times of Mashiach, we're going to rejoice in front of Hashem. And that's why he writes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, the name of Mashiach is Menachem. Menachem is supposed to be Menachem, to give us comfort. So after we get comforted, we're going to rejoice in front of Hashem. That's the connection of Dalet Minim to the times of Mashiach. So back to the Gemara now, we're going to bring a fourth source as to the Issa, really a third source, because the third source we just brought was rejected.
Rashi says it wasn't rejected. He said, Rashi and Diramasra, Ella, Mehani Shlosha Rashi?
Yes. Ella, Mehani Shlosha Rashi, and Dichsiv, Bimikra Kodesh to Pesach, Bimikra Kodesh to Sukkot, who mitzvahs Lulav, Lososa, the Rav Nachman. The Hani Rishon Dichsiv, Behu Lav, the Meashmu Sayu Kasu, El Shema Baalmahu, the Nikru Rishon, who Chatana Beri Ishmael. So saying, I see Rav Nachman's word of Rishon really does mean Meikara. The three places we ask questions on, those three Rishons were special drasha according to the Tanur de Rebbe Shmuel. So you can't ask Akasha because those are special drushas. Leaving that aside, Rav Nachman's pshat still holds water. Thank you. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak still stands. So that is really a third pshat, Rishon de Meikar Mashma. Normally it does mean beforehand, but there are three exceptions, which is a special drasha learned out by Tanur de Rebbe Shmuel. Now the fourth source is brought down by Rava. Rava Amar Mehocha. I'll tell you how you know the Isser Chametz exists on Erev Pesach. Because there's another pasuk, another Isser, is Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. You can't shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that takes place when you still have Chametz. Lo Sishchat Ha Pesach Ve'adayin Chametz Kayim. You can't shecht the Pesach if you still have Chametz. So if you're going to perform the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, mainly you can't have any Chametz, must be the Isser Chametz exists then. Ve'ema Kochad V'chad Kishachet Zman Shchita. Kochad V'chad. So may every single person, according to his own, whenever if he's part of the later group of people who shech the Karim Pesach, maybe his Isser Chametz kicks in later, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Gemara says, no, Zman Kishach, Zman Shchita Amar Rachmano. The time of Shchita, the general, the objective time of Shchita, when it can first be performed. So when is that? What is the Zman of Shchita, Erev Pesach? So Rashi writes, lo sishchat al chametz v'gomer. V'shchit as pesach zmana mitchila sheva. After 6 hours have completed, shu bein harbaim, when the shekvar notachama letzad shchiasa, the sun begins to start go down. V'halchi amrina beperek amar lehen hamamuna and gemar yuma, slusa d'avram michim meshachri kosle. The davening of Avram was when the walls started getting dark, because it started tilting a certain way, the shade started coming onto the walls. Dehainu mechatzos ve'ilach, after chatzos, when the sun starts going down. V'gamrina minei, we learn from there, the shchitas atamid mitchilas sheva, this begins after 6 hours have been complete. The kashulon, they ask over there, hosu masnis in the tamid nishchat, later on in our mesachta, it's called the Perek of Tamid Nishchat, v'sheish shos mechza. The Mishnah tells us the 6.5 hour is when the time of Karban Tamid is. Yet the Gemara Yuma tells us after the 6 hour, you don't need an extra half an hour. Mishani, the Gemara answers, shiny kosle beis hamikdash delo mechavde. The way the walls of the beis hamikdash were somehow at an angle. So the angle it was at created the shade to start at an earlier time. But at a later time, so they need an extra half hour to really know the exact time. Something to do with the structure of the beis hamikdash. But Rachman Tachlim, the odor is very wide at the bottom, and below Mishtachri Ad Sheish Mechza, and didn't really get dark until it tilted to the 6.5 hour. What comes out from Rashi is the ideal time of the Tumid should be at what we'll call noon, after the 6 hours is complete, at Chatzos. The only reason the Beis Hamikdash, they waited an extra half hour, is because it was unclear. They weren't able to tell because of the way the walls were structured. If you look over at Tosos, however, Tosos writes, Lo Sishchat, no, sorry, Zman Shchita Kama Rachmana, Afagav de emesu, the lo tishchat al chametz kol chavachad. I'm sorry, the one before that rather. Lo tishchat as a pesach vadayin chametz kaim. Hikshir ashba heicha yalaf mehacha de chametz aser meshesh shel slamal. How do you learn from carbon pesach that chametz aser from the 6th hour and on? V'hozman shchit as a pesach echar tamid havi. The pesach can only be brought, the gzeris akasuf, you can only bring the carbon pesach after the tamid shabin harbaim is brought. The Tamid Sheshachtu Lufnei Chatzos Pasul. And you can't bring the Tamid before Chatzos. So Tamid Shabbin Abayim only goes after Chatzos. And only after the Tamid can you bring the Pesach. V'im Kain, Zman Shrita Lohavi Miyad Acher Chatzos. It's not right away Chatzos. Ad Kidei Sheyes Karban Tamid. You first have to perform the Karban Tamid, which is going to take a few moments. So let's say 30 minutes, if you will. So 30 minutes of the Karban Tamid, and then can you bring the Karban Pesach. So how are you learning from Karban Pesach that Chometz, the Issar Chametz exists at the 6th hour. It should really be the 6.5 hour. V'yesh lomar, kevin de dieved im shachar pesach kodem tamid. Kasher. Since if you accidentally had brought the Karban Pesach prior to the Karban Tamid, kidetznan hasim chashiv zman shchita mechatzos ve'ilach. So you can b'dieved bring the Karban Pesach after chatzos before the Tamid b'dieved. So once it works b'dieved, so then the zman of Karban Tamid in a b'dieved way is chatzos, and then maybe we can learn the Issar Chametz at chatzos as well. And there's halach l'maisa here also, is a minhag brought down the Shulchan Aruch that many do to bake matzahs erev Pesach. At what time erev Pesach should one bake the matzahs? So they say it's modeled after the zman of the shechita. So Shulchan Aruch writes the zman of the shechita is chatzos. Chatzos is the zman. That's what he writes. And the Mishnah Berurah says, how does he know chatzos is the zman of the afias matzah? We learn it out of the connection, the hekesh to Karban Pesach. Just like Karban Pesach is chatzos, so too the afias matzah should be a chatzos as well. The Bach says, what are you talking about? You look in the Gemara, look at the Rishonim, look at everybody. Chatzos, you need a half an hour after Chatzos is when the Karban Pesach ideally is brought. Not Chatzos. So he says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really mean Chatzos. He means Chatzos and a little bit. Chatzos plus a half an hour. That's when the baking of the matzah should take place. But the Magen Avraham comes along and says, no, look at the Tosos. Tosos says, b'dieved, if you shech the Karban Pesach at Chatzos, yotze. The only reason why you can is for some external reason, because you have to wait till the Tamid is brought. But fundamentally, if you look at Karban Pesach itself, the ideal time is Chatzos. So therefore, since the ideal time is Chatzos, mimela, a fias matzah could be done at Chatzos. Okay, let's move on now. The Gemara now goes, we're four narrow lines from the bottom. Tani nami hachi, there's another brisa that says the same as above. Ach, by Yom Rishon Tashbisu, or mi batechem. So that's the pasuk says that we originally dealt with that the first day, the Erev Pesach is the when you do Tashbisu. Erev Yom Tov, Oeinu El B'Yom Tov Atzmo. So what is this referring to? Erev Yom Tov, or is it referring to Yom Tov itself? Tam Lomer Lo Sishkar Chametz Dam Zivchi Lo Sishkar Es Pesach Va'Dain Chametz Kaim Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael brings a raya that you can't check the Pesach while you still have Chametz in your possession. So it must be Tashbisu has to take place Erev Pesach. That supports the opinion of Rava. Bryce goes on to quote an opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Omer Einot Tzarech. You don't need any fancy pasuk. Harei Omer Ach Beyom Arishon Tashvisu. The pasuk tells us to get rid of all chametz. Uksiv, and we have another pasuk that says Kol Melacha Lo Sasu, that you can't do any melachas in Yom Tov. And further, Matinu Lahavara Shi Av Melacha, and burning is an Av Melacha. So Gemara is going to make a number of conclusions about Rabbi Akiva, but just to make it clear now, he assumes that the only way to perform bir or tashvisu is through havar, burning. And there's an issue to do havar on yantiv, of course. So once you can't be talking about yantiv, it has to be referring to Erev Pesach. So by default, Rabbi Akiva, not because of any fancy joshes, by default, you have no other choice, but Yom Rishon must mean Erev Pesach. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns Erev Pesach is the source of the Issa Chametz and Mimela, the time of tashvisu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need it. Because Harehu Omer Ach Beyom Arishon Tashbisu Sormi Batech, and the pasuk says, does that mean Me'erev Yomtiv? Oh, Einu Ela Beyomtiv. Tamal Omer Ach Chelak. Has to divide it. Vibe Yomtiv Atzmo. If it's talking about Yomtiv, Mishari, is it really permitted to have half the day? Once Ach means half, is it really permitted to have half the day Chametz, half the day Nachametz? How is that possible? Because it says Ha'ishkis Hashvasas Seor Lachilas Chametz Vachilas Chametz Lachilas Matzah, like we said above. Once we learn through all the Hekeshos that the Isser Chametz exists on Pesach itself, how is it possible to only do Tashbisu during the daytime of the first day of Pesach? That means at nighttime, there's no mitzvah. At nighttime, you're allowed to have Chametz in your possession? Oh, certainly not. The pasuk tells us that Isser Chametz exists even at nighttime. So because of that, Rabbi Yossi says it must be, Bayom Arishon refers to Erev. So Amar Rava, Rava concludes now, going back to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. He says, Shma Mina, mi Rabbi Akiva, tlas Shma Mina. We learn three things from Rabbi Akiva. One is, Ein bir chametz ela sreifa. We only learn that bir chametz has to be done through sreifa. Exactly. Secondly, he says, Shma Mina, havar lechalik yatzas. It comes out to teach us that Machlokas, Rashi quotes Machlokas, the fact that havara, los avaro, eish b'chom mosh roseichem, the pasuk says, why do we single out the iser havara? Either comes to teach us Havar is different than the other Lama Tes Melachos, that Havar is only Malchus. Or Havar comes to say Lechalik Yatas. No, Havar is an Av Melacha like all the other 39 Melachos. So why does it come to single out? To tell us just like if you do Havar itself, it's its own unique Melacha, so to all the other ones, its own unique Melacha. If you were to do all 39 Melachos on one Shabbos, you'd be Mechayev 39 different Karbanos. But it's really an Av Melacha. So he has to assume it's an Av Melacha. What's the relevance of the Av Melacha or not? Who cares whether it's Av or Lav? Why is that an assumption that Rabbi Akiva makes? So you look over at Tosos. Tosos writes, L'chalig Yatas, the top Tosos, Midikari Le Av Melacha. From the very fact that he calls it Av Melacha, nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's whole calculation. He calls it an Av Melacha. So he sees it as an Av, not a Lav. Then Tosos says, no, V'od Amar Riva De Leman Damar Le Lav Yatas. The other opinion who says Havar is only a Lav, it's simply Malkos, not an Av. Lohaya Issa B'yamtif came to ancient melacha leh. So Tosfos makes the following assumption. If you assume that Havar is a lav yatzas, it's a lav, it's then only going to be aser on Shabbos. It's not going to be aser on Yantif. Only avos melacha are aser on Shabbos, on Yantif. If it's not an av melacha, it's not aser on Yantif. So he says, the fact that Rabbi Akiva says you can do Havara on Yantif, it must be, he assumed, it's an av melacha, not a lav. Because if it was a lav, that would apparently be printed on Yantif. Now that's not so clear. They point out, it seems that these two Terutzim and Tosas argue, just because something's a lav on Shabbos, does it mean that it won't be Aser Yantif? The second opinion of Tosas says it will not be Aser. But the first opinion they point out is it implies that if it's a lav on Shabbos, it also would be a lav on Yantif. Whoever said to be mechalik between a lav and an av. So what comes out is, are lavos Aser on Yantif or not Aser on Yantif? Is there an equation between other than Ochal Nefesh? Other Yisurim, is it a complete equation of Shabbos and Yantif halachas? Or no, the only equation is regarding Av, Avos. But things that are not Av halachas would not be. So another nafkamina they bring down, the Shagat Arya brings another nafkamina, that's a... Shvisa's Behemta? Well, he's Eved, but the same thing by Behemto, exactly. Shvisa's Behemta, Shvisa's Eved, those dinim which apply to Shabbos, are those going to translate over to Yantif as well? So according to the second answer, Toso says, no, only Avos Melacha translate over to Shabbos, to Yantiv rather, and therefore Lav would not, so too Hashvas Behemto and Eved would not translate over. But according to the first answer, Toso, where they want to learn out, that he says, no, there's a complete equation between the two, so Hashvas Behemto and Eved would also be Aser on Yantiv. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says there's going to be a third Shema Mina from Rabbi Kiva. Shema Mina lo Amina Nehoyel v'hutra behavar l'tzarech hutra nami l'shilotzarech. The concept in general that one thing is mutter l'tzarech, then also even if it's not for tzarech and yalakit, you could do it as well because the melacha is completely mutter. So for example, cooking and burning, once it's permitted for a purpose, a need of ochel nefesh and yantiv, you could even use it for something that's not a need. Rabbi Kiva must not hold to such a thing. Because once havar is permitted for cooking, he should allow havar to take place in yantiv for burning the chametz. The fact that he does not allow you to burn on the chametz on yantiv must be he does not say hoel. So there's a side point here, Tosfos writes, it's actually running out of time, so let's not do this Tosfos. If we have time, we'll come back to it. So Tana Rabbanan. Next amud, it's a little confusing. There's a lot of psukim here. So Tana Rabbanan. Shivas yomim seor lo yimnotse bepatechem. You can't have any chametz in your house. Ma tamalomer v'halo kfar nemar lo yirel chasor v'lo yirel chametz b'chol gvulecha. Don't we already learn that from another pasuk by Yirah that you can't have any chametz in your possession? V'fishin nemar lo yirel chasor b'chashalcha yataroe. You can't see your own seor, your own chametz. Ava ataroe shalachem shalgavoa. But you can see those of others and you can see those of the hektish. Yochel yatmin v'kabel pikdonos me'anochim. Maybe you could hide, you could bury, take someone's non-Jew's chametz he gives to you and have it hidden somewhere in your house. Tamulomer lo yimotze, you can't have it found anywhere. Even if you can't see it, you hide it. Even though you can't see it, it can't be found there. So that lo yimotze comes to include all types of chametz in your possession. Ein li ela b'nochvi shlo kivashtov ein shor imcha b'chatzer. I only know this to be true by a nachri that I don't have control over, and a nachri that is not in my chatzir. However, nachri she kivashto v'shar imcha b'chatzir, but a nachri that is under my control, that is in my chatzir, how do I know? Tam lomer lo yimotzi b'batechem. So that whole three lines we're going to just ignore for a moment, because it's very confusing. The Gemara will analyze it later on to figure out how that works out, because it doesn't really make much sense where it's placed right now. So keep that on the back burner for now. I only know that the Isser Chametz exists in your house, because the Pasuk says, Bibatechem. Biboros, Bishikhan, Vimaros, Minayan. How do I know to include other places in my property that are not in my house? Tamalomer, Becholik Vulecha. All my properties. Not only my house, but anywhere I own. Vadain, Aniomer, Bibatim, Over, Mishim, Balyro, Balyimotze, Balyatmin, Ubayikpal, Bekhtonos, Minanachri. So I only know that the Isser, Balyro, applies, and Balyimotze apply to my house. And that you can't hide things. And bigvulum shelcha yatara ba atara shachem shagavah minayin. How do I know things that are minayin litenes hamor shazeh bazeh shabazeh? How do I know the things that you learn from Bayra and the things you learn from Bayra you could apply both to each other? How do I know that? Tamalomer soar soar zigzer shava. The gzer shava namar soar bibatim soar lo yimotzim bebetechem. The namar soar bigvulim lo yura lachos or Masor ha'amur b'batim over mishim ba'yira ba'yimatzei ba'yatnim ba'yikah b'ktonos b'nachri. Af sor ha'amur b'gvulin over mishim ba'yira ba'yimatzei ba'yatnim ba'yikah b'ktonos b'nachri. So we see there's a sor gzer shava to include anything that's listed by ba'yira is also listed by yimatzei and anything vice versa. So across the board, all types of things are asur. And then the Gemara says, "Umas seor ha'amur b'gvulin shelcha yetara." Just like things that you cannot see in your gvulin, aval ataroa shelachem, but you can see other people's chametz, v'shel gavoa and that of hektish. Af seor ha'amur b'batim shelcha ataroa af aval ataroa shelachem v'shel gavoa. So too, there's a heter. Just like the iser all throughout my properties, all gvulin, the iser only exists to my own chametz, but not to others. So too, in your own house, the only iser chametz exists to your own, not to that of others. I know it's quite confusing all these things without going in depth. So now the Gemara takes a piece of what we spoke about, the Brisa above, and it says, Amar Mar, Ein li ela nachri shelo kivashto, vein shari imcha b'chatzer. I only know the Isser Chametz applies, the Heter. Above we're talking about, you can see Acherim. You're allowed to see the Chametz of Acherim. I only know you could see Acherim that are not under your control, the goyim, or those that are not in your chatzur. How do I know nachui shekivashto b'shar imcha b'chatzur minayin? How do I know that the nachui that you do have control over is permitted minayin? Tamalomer lo yimotze. It says pasuk says lo yimotze. It shouldn't be found anywhere. Mar says klapi lai. It doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? So look at Rashi. Rashi says klapi lai. Three narrow lines from the bottom. Shtei milos. How does this make any sense? The opposite makes sense. Nachri shekivashto, nachri that you have control over. Mistavrid aser, that's certainly aser. Tvei, because you own it. The Gemara is trying to figure out, how do you know that it's aser? Chametz of others is aser. So it first says, oh, if it's a nachri you don't own, so that's aser. How do I know a nachri that you do own is aser? A nachri that you do own is certainly more aser than a nachri that you don't own. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what's going on. Amar bai ipuch, switch everything around. It really should be going on the heter. When are you allowed to see the chametz of others? That's when it's a nachri you do not own. That certainly makes sense. How do I know a nachri that you do own? Even a nachri you do own, you're allowed to see his chametz, you're allowed to have his chametz in your possession, hidden away. That's what the pasuk says, to come to include even a nachri that you do own. That's the opinion of Rava. Of Abai. Rava amar liolam lo tibach. Really don't switch everything around. Vareshi kai. The price was out of place. It's really referring to the resha. Shelcha yataroa. You're allowed to see the... Sorry, you cannot see your chametz. Ava ataroa shalachem v'shagavo. But you can see the chametz of others, the chametz of Hekdesh. Ein li ela b'nachri shol kivashto v'ein shari imcha b'chatzer. I only know you're allowed to see the chametz of a nachri you do not own. What about a nachri shol kivashto v'shari imcha b'chatzer? What about a nachri that you do own, that you do have control over? Maybe that nachri's chametz should be aser, because it's more in your possession, since you have a certain amount of ownership to him. Tamil Omar lo yimatze. It can't be found anywhere. So therefore, only in your possession, if it's in mamash in your possession, is it going to be aser. Lo yimatze is referring to your own possession. But a nachri, although you might have a certain amount of control over it, it's not going to be entirely in your possession. Then the Gemara says, v'hai tana mehader ahetera v'nasif akra liyusura. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. It's looking for a heter that you're allowed to have chametz of a nachri that you own, but it brings a pasuk lo yimatze, which sounds to say it's aser. We're trying to find a heter. Yeah, it brings a pasuk of aser. The Gemara says, no, Mishum Shinemar Lechol Lecha Trezimne. It says, yours twice. To say, has to be fully yours. Although it's partially yours, because you own the Nachri, you have a certain control of the Nachri, has to be Lecha Lecha, really, really yours. And since the Nachri, under your control, is not really, really yours, so that's what the Pasuk comes to bring. Lo Yimatze Lecha, to you, has to be really yours. The case of a Nachri is not yours, and therefore, permitted. Can we save a few more minutes? Amar Mar. Now the Gemara quotes another section of the Braisa above. Yochel Yatmin v'kabel pikdonos min anachim. One might think you could take the chametz of a nachri and hide it in your possession, because the only issur at this point is bal yirah. You can't see it. But maybe you'd be allowed to hide this chametz. Tamalomer lo yimatze. You can't have it found anywhere in your possession. Hamas Reisha. We said in the Reisha already, Shelcha yatara, aba atara shelachem mishagava. What do you mean? That's a contradiction. Before we said you can see the chametz of others. Now we're saying you can't hide the chametz of others? What's the difference? Can you or can you not have other people's chametz in your possession? So that was part of the confusion above, because there was these mixed impressions you were getting. Sometimes you can have the chametz of the nachri, sometimes you can't have. So the Gemara says, no, this is the answer. Holokasha. Hodukabel le'achrayos, hodulokabel le'achrayos. It depends on whether or not you accepted responsibility on the chametz. If you accepted a responsibility that if you watch over his chametz of the nachri and it gets lost, you have to pay it up. So then, it's somewhat yours, and then that you cannot keep. If you just said, it's all yours, do whatever you want, hide it wherever you want, I have no responsibility, then you have no shaykhas to it, that's the case where it's mutter to see the others in your possession. That's the difference, says the Gemara. Gihad amr lehu rava, what's the case of kabel achraos, a case of where you accepted upon achraos to pay any loss. Gihad amr lehu rava, lebnei mechuzah, rava would say to the people of the city, bi'iro chamiro debnei chala, bi'iro, burn the chametz of the bnei chela, of the soldiers who were in your mibatecheu, who would stay in your house. Because it used to be that the soldiers would come and stay in the cities and the houses, and they'd bring chametz along, or you'd give them chametz to eat, and that chametz might be left over. So burn that chametz, advised Rava, kevan de'ilu mignav v'ilu mispid, if it got lost, stolen, then b'shusaychu kayu, it's in your possession, it was lost, v'ba'isa l'shuma k'dileichun, dami. You'd have to pay the chayal, the loss of the food, and therefore, it's as if it's in your rishus. And therefore also. So that was the advice. So since you had a responsibility to pay any damage if it was lost or stolen, you'd have to pay for it. It would be as if it was in your shus, and therefore you'd have to get rid of it. So that's the idea. That's an example of kabel alay achrayos. The Gemara says this only makes sense. Hanich l'man damar davar hagorin l'mamon k'mamon damin. It only makes sense if there's a machlokas in general. If you cause something that causes you a loss, do we view it as if it's actual mamon yourself right now? So just because right now nothing's been stolen, but if it gets stolen, it's going to cause me a loss of money. Do we view that as if it's my mamon right now? So it makes sense, according to the opinion, davaha gorm the mamon kamamon dami, that if I have a responsibility to pay the money, it's as if it's my mamon. That's why I have to get rid of such a chametz that I have achrayas on. El man damar lav kamamon dami. The opinion says it's not like mine. If I don't have to pay for it right now, even though I might have to in the future, but right now I don't have to, it's not mamon. Ma'ikla meimer. So why do I have to get rid of such a chametz in my possession if I don't have to pay for it right now, even though I have mekabel achrayas on it? Mara says, "Shiny hacha d'amr lo yibatze." The extra pasuk, Gzeres HaKasuv, says lo yibatze. It can't be found anywhere. I don't care if it's not mamon right now. If it's found in your possession, and you have some shaykes to it that you in the future have to pay that chayas for it, this again walking a fine line. Exactly, you don't own it, but you do own it. It's in your possession. You don't own it. It's a fine line, but the pasuk lo yibatze says it can't be found with some shaykes of yours to it. So therefore, even the opinion says lav k'mamon dami. Here, you would have to get rid of it. Yeah. The second is an ikadami that says hanich leman damer davar hagorim the mamon lav kamamon dami. The opinion says anything that causes you loss is not viewed as mamon. I understand haynu istirich lo yimatze. That's why you need lo yimatze. Lo yimatze comes to teach us something new. That even though normally speaking that it does not cause you mamon, it's not viewed as mamon. So comes to bedikas chametz, lo yimatze comes to include it. Leman damer kamamon dami. That anything that causes you loss of mamon is as if it's your mamon itself. So lo yimatze lamali. Lo yimatze, what's the need for it? I already know it's mamon. I already know I've got to get rid of it. What's lo yimatze coming to teach me? It's rich sakadai techamino. Since you would have thought, ho, v'chi isa hada beneya, la bishusei, kamashmalan. Since, if nothing happened to the chametz was still intact, I would have to return it in its initial form, so I don't have any shaykhs to it. So maybe I wouldn't have to get rid of it. Kamashmalan lo yimatze, since if it got rid of it, if it wasn't ben, you would have to return it. So then you have to do Badika and beer right now. Okay, so we'll stop here. I know a bit of a confusing gap, but...